from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the discussion. All topics we've covered here in the first hour and a half plus.
Yes. What is the single seem like?
Well, women lowering their standards. All these things that we've discussed. Jones and Mego on WEEI.
Gerard, what did you see from your offensive line tonight?
There were definitely some ups and some downs. I would say there's a dramatic drop-off, not really physically, but just knowing what to do between the first line and the, you know, the second and third guys. They have to get better as a whole, as a unit. They just have to get better, and that comes through playing football games. So we have another preseason game coming up. We're going to play, and that's the only way you're going to get better at football is playing football.
Gerard Mayo discussing the offensive line. As Mego put it, not much to write home about, and not much help coming on the way either. It's not like the cavalry's getting called in. It's not like there's some big injury, and then, you know, your main guy's going to be back, and it's just a temporary thing. Like, this is what we're looking at. You know, you are what you are. You plant corn, and corn grows out of the ground. That's what happens here, and that's what we're seeing. I think with the roster that we just discussed, offensive line, you know, some highs and lows on the defense. If you, like me, want to see more of Drake May, the one thing that's got to be in the back of everyone's mind is I want to see him, but I don't want him to get killed out there. I don't want to see him get destroyed. And he got sacked a couple times. He got hit once on the scramble. He got sacked towards the end of his third quarter there. And, you know, took that hit on the screen. I mean, he was getting knocked around a little bit. It is football. You know, it's a contact sport. But is this a situation now where, as much as you want to see Drake May, you know that it's not smart to put him out there?
That, I don't think we're there yet. Look, somebody has to play quarterback.
Right.
And if you're just sacrificing Jacoby Brissett to the offensive line's weaknesses, it's not going to get you very far, because Jacoby Brissett himself, he's not a hyper-mobile quarterback, and it's not as though when he's been a starter, he's always been the most available guy. So it's like you can't just not play Drake May because you're afraid that he's going to get his head knocked off, because then you're just going to be trotting out Jacoby Brissett, and that'll happen to him, and eventually you got to go to Drake May anyway.
So you don't think that there's any way that May can beat out Brissett here? You don't think, unless Brissett gets injured, you don't think that this competition is really a competition? It's going to be Jacoby no matter what.
I just don't think it's a good faith competition. And by that I mean, I think if May looks marginally better than Jacoby Brissett, they're going to keep rolling with Jacoby Brissett because of whatever development plan they have for Drake May.
Right.
I wonder how much Drake May surprised his own coaches last night. And we don't know a lot about Alex Van Pelt and Ben McAdoo and the rest of this offensive staff and the way that they want to go about handling quarterbacks, or the way that they deal with that entire room, mm-hmm. and what they you know, the only signs that we've really gotten towards that have been from Elliot Wolf talking about the Packers way.
Right.
And we know what that is. And that's an extreme in the other direction from what I think a lot of people actually want to watch this season.
I think that there's got to be some sort of line of demarcation. I don't know what it is, but I think there has to be some kind of line. And I think that would be, depending on how much they play, I mean, there's one more preseason game to go here. They're not doing another joint practice. So it's really just going to come down to, you know, practice reps and things like that. I'm not sure how much either one of them are going to play in preseason week three. Week three could just be all Milton and Zappy for all I know. But if it is,
that'd be a waste.
It would be, but I mean, that's generally what they do. That's generally how the third week goes. You know, you get the guys out there, you get the third guy or the backup.
Yeah, but you generally don't put out a guy for one series in preseason week one.
That's true. That's true. They're not following any sort of real code here. You could even make the argument, well, if we don't see Drake May, maybe that does mean that he's now the QB1 because they're not going to play him in week three. So it's hard to really know that. I mean, they have their plan. Gerard Mayo's pretty transparent about these things, so I don't think he's going to play that whole game Bill used to play about, you know, reps and all that stuff, and we're not going to announce anything or tell you anything until the very last minute. I think you'll get an idea of where they're going, and I think we have an idea of that right now. The line of demarcation for me would be another appearance in an actual game, like May plays in the game and looks as good or if not better than he did in this game last night. And if you can do that, then I think that for me, that's my line of demarcation. I don't know if that's going to be good enough for Gerard Mayo and Van Pelt and, you know, everybody else, but that would be it for me. If you go out there and you can build off of that and be better than that, you're already better than Brissett, I think.
He should look better in the next game. If he plays in the preseason game against Washington, that's an organization that is a lot worse off than Philadelphia. I don't know what they'd be doing on the other side in terms of them playing their starters or sitting as many guys as Philadelphia did. Whatever. I wouldn't be surprised if you saw a repeat and it's Jacoby Brissett only gets a couple series, if that. And then Drake May gets a lot more time and looks similar to the way that he did tonight. That's how it's supposed to go. Like, that's what they should be hoping for. I just think that they have their plan, and that if anything, this is like a surprise compared to what Drake May was showing them in 11s during practice when he's taking sack after sack after sack. That's just not what they saw in the game yesterday.
Yeah, it's not. The whole thing is reminiscent, sort of Mac Jones and Cam Newton. There is some similarities there, I think, in terms of the rookie quarterback and the veteran. I think there was more expected from Cam Newton than there is from Jacoby Brissett here, but it was also 1 year into the Cam Newton experience, and we all saw that and didn't think much of it.
I disagree.
You don't think anybody expected Newton to bounce back a little bit? I don't know. It was the COVID year.
No.
I thought there was maybe a little something there.
I mean, as I remember it, we were like, I know I was like, how are they bringing him back? Like, he's so washed. Mm. He's so washed, he can't play anymore. He can't throw. His mechanics were such a mess that he looked like he was hurt half the time when he was trying to throw the football. So at the time, I remember just thinking, what is the plan here? Are they going to do some kind of stupid, I don't know, like platoon with the quarterbacks? Because I didn't think that they were going to start Mac Jones week one, and then they did, and it was a big surprise to a lot of people, including myself. I don't think those situations have that much to do with each other, though.
I think if May starts, it's going to be if he starts week one, it'll be a bigger surprise than Mac Jones starting week
one. Yeah, I agree with that.
And I know that Newton got cut, but like still, you know, like that was surprising when that happened, because up until like the very last practice, Newton was getting reps with the ones. And then all of a sudden, it was almost like there was an intervention, and they were all like, Bill, come on, like this guy stinks. Like, we all care about you. We all think that you're a great guy and everything. But this Cam Newton thing, like, we gotta intervene here. We gotta stop you with this, because this has gone too far.
It was that Rams game at the end of 2020 where the questions became louder and louder, and Bill was insistent that Cam Newton is the starter going forward, and that's not gonna change.
Well, yeah, because it was like, you can't even have Stidham start a game, and it's not because anybody thought that Stidham was good, except for Diana Rossini, but because they were just sick of seeing Cam Newton. I just don't think these two situations are as alike as people want to paint them out to be. I understand it's like you have a veteran quarterback who doesn't really seem to be quite starting caliber, maybe like very, very low end of starters in the
Brissett
league.
Brissett was never Cam Newton in his career.
And you have a very high draft pick. So in those two things, that's similar. I think Drake and Mac are totally different types of quarterbacks.
That's true. I agree
and
with that.
Mac Jones comes in with a high floor and high processing ability And Josh McDaniels took a shine to him right away. Josh McDaniels also made him, like, attached to his hip. It was inviting him over for dinner at his family home and everything. Like, really shepherding him through the whole process. I don't know what they're doing with Drake May, but it seems like for, you know, whatever you saw last night, that Drake has been really just a footnote to a lot of, I wouldn't say a footnote, okay, he's been very secondary to a lot of the starting operations that they've been doing.
Yeah, that's fair. I think that, you know, it's not exactly one-to-one, but in the sense of having a rookie quarterback, having a veteran, having them sort of battle it out, and then, you know, have it seem like it's going a certain way, and then at the very end kind of veer off, which is what we're all hoping happens here, right? Like, we all hope at the end of this, maybe not all of us, but most of us hope at the end of this that Gerard Mayo sort of wakes up and says, you know what? It's crazy not to go with Drake May. It's crazy to go
with
Brissette.
You're saying week one?
Yeah, week one. I think that's what everyone wants. You don't think people want that?
I don't know. I can't.
Do you want that?
I, like, as somebody talking to the quarterback every week and watching the football game.
Which I know you're not, but, like, if you were a Patriots fan.
As somebody watching it, yes, I do want it. I'm way more interested in that. Like, 1,000 times more interested in watching Drake May. Absolutely. But does that mean, like, can I react so strongly to the performance last night that I say he's earned the week one starting job? I don't think so.
I think he's earned reps with the ones this
week. Yes.
That's why he 100%
earned
that.
He's a real competition.
Yes.
And I don't think they're in a real competition right now. I think it's Drake May competing against the expectations and the timeline and the process that the coaches have for him, which seems to be, he's really raw. He's a project. We've just gotten the footwork together. Let's now move on to the next thing.
All right. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Let's go out to the great city of Springfield and talk to Dave. Hey, Dave.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, how you doing, Dave?
I'm doing well. Hey, I just want to make it kind of brief. We're getting hung up on semantics here. Mm-hmm. You've got Drake May. Everybody wanted this kid. So many people wanted to see him in the Patriot uniform, and now we're debating whether he should start week one, how many reps is he going to get, him versus Jacoby Brissett. We already know Jacoby Brissett is NFL ready. He's done there. He's been there, done that. Shouldn't we be grooming the new kid to take that role on and giving him every opportunity? He's going to get banged up. He's going to get hit. We saw him get hit a few times the other night. It's part of the NFL. This is the big leagues. He's got to learn the role. And we can't do that by benching him and making a pseudo competition between him and Brissett.
Yeah, Dave, I'm with you. I think that, I mean, I honestly think they should just fast track him to starting at week one. But I'm with you in the sense that if you don't give him the reps, there's no way to know what you're looking at.
To play devil's advocate, could I sell Patriots fans on maybe week two? Maybe just the idea of the opening day starter for the Patriots. It's a lot for this organization to handle right now. And I think we kind of have an idea of what it's going to look like. Jacoby Brissett will go out there, probably go 12 of 19, maybe have one touchdown, one interception,
good, huh?
and get, they're going to lose the game. And Patriots fans are going to go, I don't want to sit through this for 16 more weeks. So maybe it doesn't turn into week one, but could I sell you guys on, okay, fine. Now we know what it looks like with Jacoby Brissett. Drake May, can we get you ready for week two, perhaps,
absolutely,
against Seattle?
Ryan, absolutely. Because people will be annoyed that they didn't get, if they had tickets to the game in week one or whatever, they'll be annoyed they didn't see Drake May. But if he plays from weeks two to 17.
Is on the road.
Well, okay, fine. So, you know, they'd be mad watching the game and not seeing him. But you know what I mean? Like, if it's week 2 to 17, if Drake May is the starter, that's perfectly fine. I think everybody would be okay with that.
Yeah, but that almost feels like it's such semantics that you're getting, like, so cute with it.
Right.
Then I'm kind of like, what are we doing? If he was ready for week 2, throw him in week 1, get him more experience.
Sure, and we can be annoyed at them for doing that week 1, but then it's made up for by the fact that we get to see 16 weeks of him.
We'll be annoyed for week 1.
I will be annoyed week 1. Absolutely. In that week 3, even 4. Like, I think if it's early enough, you know, there will be people who will get over it because Drake May is now your starter and he's going to be the starter the rest of the year and you're going to be able to judge him week to week and see what kind of future this franchise is going to have with him. And that's what all people really want right now. You know, they want to know. They want to be able to see. They want to be there for the development of it. And if he's good enough to win games with them right now, win the games right now. There's no reason not to. So that's sort of where I am. I think that performance last night put a lot of other people there, too.
This is what I don't get. So the text line just coming in, it's going to be Mac Jones 2.0. What about?
I mean,
this
if he
situation?
Has the same rookie year as Mac Jones, I'll be thrilled.
Okay, what makes you think that this is Mac Jones 2.0? When you watched that kid last night, what about it? Was it incompletion that he had to Javon Baker?
That was very Mac
Jones. Did that feel Mac Jones?
Yes, I feel like
again,
Mac had a lot of those.
I think that ball doesn't travel the same way coming out of Mac Jones.
Maybe it
all
doesn't.
Due respect.
Maybe it does. It was like a 50-yard pass.
I also don't think rookie Mac Jones attempts that throw in his. What series was that for him? Overall, in all of, sorry to put you on the spot, in all of preseason,
yeah.
We're like in single digits of the series that he's ever played in the NFL in
single
a game-like
for sure
situation.
It's single digits, yes.
I don't know. I think this kid is really different. I think he's very different from Mac Jones. Somebody just put in the Twitch chat, and you can say whether you believe in this stuff or not, but they said, I'll say it again, Mac played tennis, individual sport. He wasn't an only child. He has a sister. I have to correct you there. And was a model. Drake got his ass beat by his brothers every day. That creates a different person. There is something about that.
It's true.
I'm not saying that like...
It does create a different person. It doesn't mean that, you know, you're going to be better or worse at a sport if you have brothers.
I think it changes your personality and how you carry yourself on the field and in the locker room a little bit. I absolutely buy into that. How coachable you are. You're the youngest of that family, like where everybody is a stellar athlete. That is a little bit of something.
I mean,
that is a real thing.
Mega was a demon lacrosse coach. She has siblings.
Me?
I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I'm a middle child. That's why I talk on the radio for a living because I need so much attention.
Me? No, the other Mego. Mego.
I'm trying to look at other famous athletes that were only children.
Isn't an only child. That's what I'm saying. He has a sister.
That's true. But, like, you know, it's different. Like, Tom Brady had sisters, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it wasn't the same thing as Drake May and his brothers. I understand what you're saying. And maybe there's something to that. I don't know. I think that there's definitely a big personality difference.
What was the story he told
May
us?
And, which one?
Were you on? You were on with us when he told us a story about his brother breaking both his arms in the driveway.
Yes, I do remember that. The one time we interviewed him, he told us some story. They were doing something in the driveway. I forget. Yes,
they were I thought that they were playing hoops, but I don't remember
that could
how.
Be.
And it got physical, and he fell and broke both his arms. I'm not saying that that's gonna make him, you know, like a top 10 quarterback or anything, but I do think that personality stuff, like, these are not the same kind of guy. And I liked Mac Jones. He was very nice with us. They're not the same kind of guy.
They're definitely
not. And we were playing 2-on-2 basketball in the driveway one weekend, probably after one of my games on a Friday night. And we were playing basketball, and Bo, he got knocked down, to say the least, by my oldest brother, Luke, and ended up breaking both his elbows at the same time. But only had to wear a cast. Only had to wear a sling on one of them. So he was a senior, senior in high school, and had to navigate that. So
Drake May's like, okay, I know this offensive line is bad, but I've watched one of my brothers have both his elbows protruding out of his skin after playing 2-on-2 basketball.
He's basically a Gronkowski.
His brothers,
be okay.
Bo and Luke, who then jumped into the General Lee and drove through the air. My God.
That's not okay.
It's unbelievable.
How those May boys going to flap their wings out of this one?
617-779-7937 is the phone number. Lottie lined up. Let's get to some of these phone calls here. Steve is in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Hey,
and congratulations, Mago.
Thank you so much.
Congrats,
and, you know, don't pussyfoot around with this kid like they did with Mac Jones. Don't baby him. Put him in week one. Let him play. He looked good last night. He was playing a better team. He looked better than Jacoby. He didn't throw an interception. You know, give this kid the full Monty. Let him do it.
Okay.
Isn't that like a male stripper thing?
That's
exactly
was, yes.
Do you know what he's talking about?
Well, Steve, he said, don't, you know what, around. Blank Willow.
don't pussyfoot around it?
Yes.
That, you can say that. That's
can you? I didn't know if you could or not.
Yeah,
I didn't know if
like,
you had to dump it.
When I was little, my grandma, my sweet grandma, would always be like, wipe that puss off your face.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, ugh.
Okay. Anyway. They played Mac Jones week one, I guess is the point here. I mean, pussyfooting around or not. Mac Jones did play week one. They didn't do that with him. They put him out there week one. It was at the very end of the preseason when they finally decided to, but ultimately he was their starter. Cam Newton got cut, and it was Mac Jones to infinity, and that's the way that first season went. 617-779-7937. Let's go to another Steve, Steve in Fall River, who I'm sure has some colorful insults for me today. Hi, Steve.
I have no colorful insults for you tonight. Again, I apologize for my insult.
You apologize to other bookworms for comparing him to me. I heard that one already, Steve.
Okay.
Go on.
All right. the fact that Drake Major beat out Jacoby Brissett is no earth-shattering thing. Of course, we all want to come up with it. I've heard come put him in week six or something when they come home. Somebody's been spouting that one, week one, whatever. We heard he's raw talent. He's a low-budget Josh Allen, and he's a project. Okay, let him get out there and work. But at some point, you have to realize the team is bereft of each offensive line and other talent. The move on this team was not to spend $8 million on Jacoby Brissett. It was to leave that pick and turn that into more picks. And I hope I'm wrong. Believe me, I do not want to be right on this. But if they're wrong on this guy, that's how these other teams in the AFC took 20 years to come up with a quarterback. Buffalo took 20 years. The Jets may not even have one yet, 20-something years.
Mm-hmm.
The Dolphins took 20 years. This is what happens to you. You pull the trigger too early. I'm telling you right now, Mac Jones would be a better solution for this team with another quarterback you pick later in the draft and another first-round pick and another pick you could have got.
Okay, that's enough of that. I think that Mac Jones would not be a better fit for this team because this team is the same as last year's team. Like, you have roughly the same, a worse offensive line because Trent Brown's gone. I mean, you have a worse offensive line and a wide receiver group that's TBD, but I think is roughly in the same ballpark as what you had last year. And we saw what Mac Jones was able to do with that last year. If you had put some other type of roster together and really, you know, it bolstered the line and bolstered the wide receiver group, then maybe you could give me an argument about how Mac Jones could flourish with that as opposed to a first-year player who's still figuring out the game. Maybe. But not with this team. Not with this team at all. Like, that's out of the question as far as I'm concerned.
And also, if they had kept Mac Jones and they let Bill Belichick walk, then who are they going to blame everything on?
That's a good
Just
point.
Bill? Right now, they're clearly saying that it was Bill and Mac who were the issues. And I say they
I
as
confirm that.
Ownership in the front office, because they haven't changed a whole lot else.
Yeah, that's true. 617-779-7937. We'll continue with your phone calls, and we'll do a quick Red Sox minute next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.